The following segment is general in nature and should not be taken as personal professional advice. Listeners should seek their own independent assessment from a qualified advisor and not rely solely on the general nature of information in this program.
Well, I want you to stop for a moment and rub your hands together. What sensation do you receive? Do you have soft, smooth hands, or are they rough and dry? Are they the result of rubbing in lots of cream? Or are they the result of many years of hard manual work? This morning, our natural health consultant, Fenella Jane, joins us to talk about the layer of flesh that holds everything together.
Together, absolutely.
Good morning, Fenella.
How are you this morning, Helen?
Well, thank you very much for popping in. So this wonderful thing, our skin, that
the
we
skin
often
that we're in.
Don't pay much attention to.
Yes, which is, our skin is really quite beautiful when you think about it. It even relates to like the feelings that we have and the touch, or the touch of a baby's skin or someone that you love. It's beautiful. It actually evokes emotion within us. So yeah, the subject that actually covers quite a lot of ground. So I've sort of, this morning I came up with five keep it simple solutions for how we can keep our health, our skin beautiful and glowing. So very briefly, background on our skin is the largest organ within our body systems. Every cell on our skin eats, breathes and detoxifies. So it's the same as actually what's happening within our internal system. So basically, what's happening on the inside of our body, what we put into it, how we nourish our body shows on the outside. How we feel shows on the outside. If we're happy, if we're vibrating love, if we're, you know, in a really happy relationship, or if we're unhappy at work, it will actually draw on us and we look a little pasty, we look a little unwell. So it really is quite amazing. I love this subject. Okay, so let's start with hydration, really important. Water, always important for everything. We're about 60 to 70% water as a body system. The other thing is moisturize, lots of fatty acids. So beautiful acids from fatty acids from salmon, avocados, evening primrose oil is another beautiful one to keep our skin moisturized from the inside out. Coconut oil, as I've mentioned before. The other thing is antioxidant-rich foods. So really high, which I have mentioned before, there, you hear a lot about it in TV now. Foods that are really rich in vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients, flavonoids, things like that, are really, really good for you. Okay, so that also relates to how healthy our bowel is and how healthy our liver is. Those two systems within our body actually have a big influence of what's happening on our skin. So just to be very brief, you know, if you're not got the correct amount of essential fatty acids in your system, some people develop eczema or really dry, wintry, itchy skin. Mm-hmm. So moisturize from the inside out. Second thing, choose skincare products that are either organic or natural, from like really healthy skincare products are really important because our skin absorbs everything that you put on it. It is then processed by our liver, and of course we don't want to over toxify our liver because then we put more work on our liver. So those sorts of things are really important. Also, when you're in the shower, the pores of your skin open up. So healthy things that you put on your skin, as close to nature as you can get, are actually better for you in the long run.
Right.
You have less skin sensitivities, and that's happening a lot today with people who are using shampoos with a lot of sulfates in them, and certain ingredients that are really high in chemicals can irritate people's skin. Okay, number three, exercise. Very simple. When we exercise, we get a natural glow. It promotes more endorphins. Very, very healthy for every aspect within our body. But sweat actually promotes a beautiful enzyme called lysozyme, and that actually fights bacteria. So that's very good for people with a bit of acne, or wow, they're suffering from certain infections within their skin. Exercise, sweat, good 15 minutes of hard exercise where you're actually producing a good amount of sweat, you know, where you're rubbing it off your face. Very unattractive.
Are you detoxifying at all there as
yeah,
well?
Yeah.
Is that happening then too?
Yeah, majorly. Yeah, that is actually when you are detoxifying, is when you're letting out the moisture from within is coming onto your skin. So yeah, detoxifying is awesome.
And is that why we see all of the amazing athletes
with, you know, beautiful, they get out of the swimming skin. Swimming pool and they're these glowing, gorgeous girls and,
yes,
and boys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyone that does a lot of physical exercise have generally got beautiful skin and beautiful hair and nails because they look after themselves too, generally. Okay, so number four would be deep breathing. Deep breathing is really important because it oxygenates the cells of our body and it actually helps with the amount of circulation you get to your skin. So if you're not moving, which relates again to the exercise, but if you're not deep breathing and getting more oxygen down into the lung cavity, then you're not getting as much oxygen. So that relates to everything, really. You don't even think clearly. But deep breathing, yoga, those sorts of calming exercises are really important. The number five is my favorite subject of all. It's about inner beauty. It's how we vibrate to other people. If we feel really healthy, if we feel really happy, if we're doing things that make us feel good about ourselves, if our self-talk is healthy, like, I'm really happy I achieved this today, I've done that today, I felt good because I helped that little old lady put her groceries in the car, little simple things like that show on the outside. We actually vibrate at a higher level within our body and we tend to glow. And people notice that. They go, oh, you look really today.
You see people that you talk to every day and then there are days when they just are a little bit more glowy.
Absolutely.
Than any other day.
And it is actually scientifically proven that the thoughts and the feelings that we have from within actually do show, and people pick up vibes. That's a general thing that we say. You know, you might meet someone, you go, wow, that person's really quite amazing. There's something about her or about him that makes them just feel good to be around. They're usually vibrating at a higher energy level and they're happy. They're usually happy people to be around.
You're a really good example of that, actually, Fenella.
Thank you.
I think I always, you walk in, it's like, wow, there's this whole extra layer of energy that comes into the studio and it's you really get that off.
Thank
bounce
you.
Off
that's
you straight
lovely.
Away. No, but that's absolutely how you operate, yeah.
And, of course, that crosses the board with everything. So it includes a healthy diet because, again, the healthier the foods, the cleaner foods we put into our body, the healthier we feel about ourselves.
So just taking it back to that basic level of hydration, Fenella, is there a simple way? I was sort of always told you could sort of
pinch your skin
to tell.
And if your skin stays up in that sort of pinched look, then yes, you're not as hydrated at all.
You need to be drinking a lot more water.
A lot more water. Oh, look, water is just one of the most important things that we could do for our body. Water and good nutrition. But yeah, for our skin hydration and essential fatty acids, we need to keep basically what's happening within every cell. Essential fatty acids are what actually keep the cells of our body soft and permeable. Okay, so if we don't have enough of those, the cells tend to get stiff and hard and rigid and they create inflammation. So the same thing's happening on our skin. So any kind of skin irritation from eczema, psoriasis to rosacea, any of those sorts of irritating, red, itchy, inflamed, go back to the fact that the cells themselves are not nourished correctly. So they need to be cooled down, basically. They're hot and inflamed.
Mm. When we talk about moisturising our skin, and it's hard to keep on top of it all the time. I mean, is it usually just do your hands and your face? I think is probably most people's about the time you have.
It is, unless you're a true lady and you like to moisturise from head to toe.
Do it properly. Should you be doing it from head to toe?
I believe so. Yeah. Absolutely, I personally do. It also makes you feel good because you're actually, touch is really important. So you're actually doing your body a favour. And it feels, and then you feel soft. And other people like to, your hands are really soft. Like, it goes back to that emotion. Okay. But yeah, moisturize your skin from the inside and from the outside. And as I said, good, really good skincare products are really important.
So aside from making the skin softer, what impact does the cream that you rub in have on? How deeply does it go down?
Well, the skin has several layers. If you're moisturising the skin, for example, hydrating it with water or solutions like skincare products that actually have herbal components to them actually hydrate right down, even honey. Honey itself hydrates right down into the deeper levels of the skin, and it's actually the fatty acid component of creams that then keep the moisture in. They form a barrier on on the skin. So that's why when you touch the skin, it feels really soft.
When should you do it? In the morning? In the evening? Is there a better time of the day to do it?
The best time is actually straight out of the shower or the bath, because your cells are still quite open due to the fact of the warm water. So then they penetrate deeper. Absolutely. And there's a beautiful trick that I do at home. It's not really a trick. I use honey and a little bit of yogurt, or honey and cacao powder, which is raw cocoa, the cocoa bean, rich in antioxidants beyond words. There's so many I can't even mention. Those two ingredients together, if you use that as a face, like mix it together, you need, a couple of tablespoons of each. Teaspoons of each. Just place them on the backs of your hands and on your face and your neck, and just go and sit in the bath for half an hour, and your skin glows. It's one of the most amazing things you can do.
I want to get into the sort of the things you can make in the cupboard with you in just a moment, but before we get on to that, what about food? Are there particular foods that are very good to eat that improve
absolutely
skin health?
Avocados. Again, amazing for everything, but avocados are really, really good. Half an avocado a day is really good for your skin. Drinking green tea. Green tea's also been studied in, it's good prevention for skin cancer because of the antioxidant capacity that it actually has. So the same goes with all your antioxidant families. Eating lots of fresh cherries this time of the year. Any of your berries, your raspberries, your blueberries, really high in antioxidants. They're very, very good for your skin, and they have an alkalizing effect or a cooling effect with people, if anyone's got red irritated skin. What else is really good? Apple cider vinegar. The pure apple cider vinegar that's still kind of cloudy helps with the way that your foods digest, but it's also really high in potassium. Potassium is very good for the skin. Foods rich in silica. Silica is also great for the formation of collagen and keratin, which is in your hair. Those things help with your hair, skin, and nails. So anything that I've actually talked about today is really all about your hair, skin, and nails. It's not just about our skin, because those nutrients help with the way that your nails grow and your hair stays beautiful and shiny.
And what about supplements if you're feeling like you're getting it through your diet?
Yeah, you can supplement with all your essential fatty acids. You can supplement with your vitamins and minerals, and you can buy antioxidant formulas in supplement form. And also a beautiful thing that I do is I drink herbal teas. I make up my own mix of nettle, horsetail, portiaco, and chamomile tea, and I drink that every night with a big teaspoon of honey. And that's my little healthy routine that's just coming straight from nature. It's not as a supplemented form. It's a beautiful tea. It tastes really nice. Very good for your hair, skin, and nails.
So good. If we're talking about the kind of things we can find in the cupboard to put on our skin, if we're not buying the store-bought, organically made
absolutely
moisturiser,
yep.
I'm tipping honey's very high on your list. What can we do with honey?
Well, honey cleanses the skin and it hydrates right down into the deeper layers of skin, so it's very healing as well. Honey, you can just basically place on your face, like I said earlier, if you're in the bath, as a mask sort of situation, where you leave it on for a good 15, 20 minutes. You will feel like a little tingling sensation. That's awesome. That means that it's really taking effect. Sorry, hit the mic. The other thing is, with honey, is very good for people who have ulcers or any cuts, anything you're trying to heal on the skin. Honey's awesome, but you do need to cover it. Like, place the honey on, then cover it, because it is sticky and it'll get all over your clothes.
Right, and you don't leave it on. You rub it off.
If you're using it as a face mask, as part of a healthy skin routine to make your skin really soft and supple, yeah, leave it on and then wash it off. But if it's a cut or an ulcer, wrap it or put a Band-Aid over it.
Okay, now we've spoken about coconut oil, and obviously that last time, and that has a wonderful,
we heard
from a lady who said her husband's been using it for a long time.
That's
and has
right
lovely skin. So that's an option,
yep,
just rubbing it in,
yep,
until it's absorbed.
Totally in. It's a very fine oil, like other cold pressed oils like almond and apricot kernel oil. Very, very fine oil, so they go into the skin cells very easily and they don't leave you feeling greasy. So that's a very simple solution. A lot of us have that already in our cupboards.
Yeah, olive oil, is that another one?
Olive oil is a good choice. It's not on the top of my list because it's a heavier based oil, so it can leave a little bit on your skin.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't absorb as easily as the others.
So when we're cooking dinner and we, like me, get messy, should you just rub it in instead of washing it off?
Rub it in. Unless you've been chopping up onions. Woo!
Oh, no, I do that. All right, heading to our breakfast bar. Is there a type
breakfast
of...
Breakfast bar, let me think. Yes, you could mash up fresh berries and put that on your skin with the yogurt. Believe it or not, that makes your skin so soft. Really...
Is it the yogurt or the berries?
It's both. It's okay. Both. It's the beautiful nutrients in the berries, because remember, your skin absorbs everything that you will put on, okay? So it just has that gorgeous natural effect of taking in what it needs. Yogurt also nourishes because of the fatty component of it, also because...
Just natural yogurt.
Yeah. Natural yogurt contains acidophilus and other healthy cultures. They're also very good for your skin. So even placing yogurt on eczema or psoriasis can be very healing.
Okay. And what about the cereals, the rolled oats, things like that?
Rolled oats are awesome in the bath. For any kind of itchy skin condition, they contain beta-glucan, which is a natural anti-inflammatory, which also, when you ingest them, is awesome for lowering cholesterol level.
How about milk? Old-fashioned milk. Is it,
milk.
That?
Beautiful. Yeah. Cleopatra, didn't she bathe in milk and honey?
That's the rumour.
I know she definitely did the honey, because they found honey in vats in the Egyptian tombs. Milk, yes. There's no reason why you couldn't bathe in milk. I think even for eczema, using... goat's milk is really nice on the skin. Well, that's why you have a lot of goat's milk soap on the market.
And
today.
Does buttermilk have any special priorities, or is that basically in that same category?
Same category. It's just richer in fat, basically.
All right. Now, eggs.
Eggs, use the egg white. Whisk it up, so separate the two, whisk up the white, and then place it on your skin, just a light film, on, especially on your face and the backs of your hands. Leave it sit for a good... probably 20 minutes, again, whilst you're in the bath, or if you're just watching TV or doing something relaxing, and it will dry on your skin. But the effect that it has, it literally tightens your skin and it makes you look good 5 years younger. It's like having
today.
A facelift. I really
that
mean that. It's amazing. It doesn't smell exciting.
Oh.
But it works. And it's in your cupboard. It's not costing you a packet.
No, and then you can use the egg yolks in the dinner.
Absolutely.
Later on. Mm. Okay, and anything else in tomatoes? Do they do anything? My mum used to always try and get me to put it on sunburn, but that just seemed
to
smell.
Yeah, actually, I'm not quite sure about the tomato. That's a new one on me. Tomato. I know the old cucumbers on the eyes, because they have a beautiful cooling effect, but they also are really good anti-inflammatory, and they take out this particular extracts, and I don't know exactly the name of them, but they, especially if your eyes are puffy, they take out puffiness.
Puffiness. Wonderful. Yeah. We've gone through the fridge now, Fenella.
We have gone through the fridge. Yep. Leather. Just leather your entire body in beautiful yogurt and fruits and honey.
I have got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me.
So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
I have tried so not to give in. I have said to myself, this affair never gonna go so well.
But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well
that I've got you under my skin. I would sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of holding you near, in spite of a warning voice. Comes in the night, it repeats and shouts in my ear.
Don't you know, blue eyes, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality.
But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop
before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
Thank you.
sacrifice everything, come what may, for the sake of having you near.
In spite of a warning voice, comes in the night and repeats and it shouts in my ear.
Don't you know, you're a fool, you never can win.
Use your mentality,
wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin.
Cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you when you're under my skin.